Welcome back. I find this to be a very fascinating topic when looking at how different people view the world in a lot of ways. So many of us are on polar opposites. Sometimes you want to hear what that polar opposite is. Sometimes you don't. It's kind of, what is it, the Almond Joys jingle would apply there in that sense? Joining us now is someone that researched this, and I was really fascinated by it. I saw the paper was published in the American Psychological Association, and it was from researchers at Brown University. Joining us, one of those researchers, Oriel Feldman Hall. Thank you so much for joining us in South Carolina this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So I find it kind of fascinating, someone that looks at political news. You know, my main job in Detroit is just news. So we look at a lot of different viewpoints, press releases, things like that. I get an opportunity to do fill-in work like here in South Carolina, where we get to talk more about it. We give more opinion on that side. So when I saw this study that you guys researched and released and found out that whether you're right-leaning or left-leaning, political extreme individuals tend to process political information in similar ways, I was very fascinated by that. What did you find in your research?
So we basically asked people who were on opposite sides were very politically conservative or very politically liberal, and we brought them into the lab. We put them into what is called an fMRI scanner so we could record what was happening in their brain while they watched political news and political content. And what we found was rather astonishing. The people who were on the opposite sides of the spectrum, the more they were on the fringes of the political left or the political right, the more their brains were processing that same information in similar ways, more so than two people who were ideologically moderate and therefore closer along the political spectrum and presumably holding similar ideological beliefs.
So when you put them in the machine and you're looking at the way their brain operates, okay, so you start to see these similarities and the extremes are more similar than those that may have similar or moderate type of views. Does that tell you anything? Does it, the way that they process this information is going in and the output is completely different?
Well, the output is not completely different. What it does tell us, the measure that we're using in the scanner is basically an understanding of how much two people share the same perspective on the content that they're looking at and they're consuming. So the readout is that people who are on the opposite sides of the political spectrum, if they're more extreme, that extremity is actually bringing them closer together in how they see the world.
Oh, interesting. Why can they not communicate that then? It seems like if you're on the polar opposites, are they just afraid to admit it? I mean, there's the other social side of it then. If what you're finding is the way that they are hardwired is similar, then where's the disconnect
Correct.
Coming from?
Well, so I think that, first of all, the brain processes a whole ton of information at any given moment. And this is just along one particular dimension in which people are sharing a similar perspective. This dimension, we think, has something to do with being psychologically aroused, like being emotional. So the brain regions that we find this coupling, this shared similarity, is in regions of the brain that are often associated with fear. And so what it says is that two people on the opposite ends of the spectrum might disagree in conversation or on paper about a particular topic, political topic, but what they share is how they're processing that world. They have this fearful, presumably this fearful intent or perspective of what's happening, and that is a shared common understanding between someone who is extreme left and extreme right.
That's interesting. You know, when you say the term psychologically aroused, the first thing I thought of was, okay, they're viewing this as entertainment, meaning they're watching their perspective networks, and they're using it as a way, and they're filling their brain. They're psychologically aroused to me would indicate something that, of entertainment purposes. So you're saying it's different. This is tapping into something more primal, the fear, so the emotional side that way.
That's exactly correct. And what we find is that the more the political content, they're watching a debate between two political candidates, the more those two political candidates start to use polarizing language or fearful language, the more the coupling, the more those two people on the opposite sides of the political spectrum are sharing a shared understanding in these regions of the brain that code for fear. In other words, the more that when you watch TV and you hear whatever news outlet using, you know, words that make you fearful or that are meant to put you on the opposite ends of the spectrum, that very process of using these trigger words makes you, if you're more extreme, more aroused, more fearful, and more likely to share an experience of someone who's on the opposite side of the political spectrum.
Okay. I have so many follow-up questions now. When they're in the MRI machine, how are you getting this information to them? Do you have someone talking to them and maybe through the little speaker to get the live results? Like, how do you even conduct an experiment like this?
Sure. So we bring people in, and in the scanner, they can watch videos. They just lie there. They're completely still. Their head is being restrained so that there's no movement so that we can record all the brain activity. And they lie there for about an hour, and they just watch political videos in this case. And so as they're watching political videos, we're recording what's happening in their brains while they're watching. In this case, it was the vice presidential debate back in 2016 between Pence and Kaine. And they're consuming this, and they consume some other news propaganda as well, some pretty dry videos, but it's on hot topics like abortion and so forth. And so they watch all of this unfolding and consuming this political content for about an hour, and we're recording what's happening in their brain the entire time.
This sounds like a Stanley Kubrick movie, like a plot line to something like that. Okay, do you think that this is outside of the scale of the research that you're doing, and this is more opinion than anything else. Do you think these networks understand the research that you're putting out? They perhaps manipulate viewers in a way, understanding the same things that you understand?
When you say networks, you mean TV networks and other political outlets.
Where that information is being consumed, like let's say they watched a debate, sure. Yeah. But let's say they're watching a major network. We understand that there's a certain amount of manipulation that goes on in order to get people to continue to watch. It's like that with any type of entertainment, social media. These big tech companies do the same thing where they try to hook you in and keep and sink you in. Do you think the psychological side, in your experience, they understand this and this is a calculated thing that they do in order to keep people consuming their content?
Yeah, so I can't speak to people's motives on these networks, but from my understanding, most social media outlets, most networks have a broad understanding that the language that they use, the images that they use can be, let's say, for lack of a better term, a bit clickbaity, and that Sure. will pull people in ways that are not always so psychologically safe, like fear, Yeah. fear tactics, for example. And so, yes, it becomes this sort of self-fulfilling prophecy. You get more clicks, you get more eyes on your media, but with that, you get these psychological after effects that are not so great for our society.
Okay. Well, you know what? Can we keep talking about this after the break? I'd love to.
Sure.
Oriel Feldman Hall joining us, researcher at Brown University. Very fascinating topic here, and I have so many more questions coming up on WORD. Don't go anywhere.